On the South Puget Sound in Washington State is the lush home of the Nisqually Indian tribe. In their creation story, salmon were the first to offer themselves to the people, but a contract was made. The people also must care for the salmon. As they celebrated the Native American New Year this month, the Nisqually also honored their sacred relationship with the fish. Northwest Public Broadcasting's senior correspondent Anna King reports.
We're here on a bluff. This is where the Nisqually tribe is gathering for a winter moon celebration on the soggy solstice. It's celebrated with a bonfire and traditional canoe songs. And it's a time when families can come together, pray for what's ahead. They gift fruit, candy, and small handmade presents to each other, like fresh cedar wreaths, to protect the home all year. Joyce McLeod is a Nisqually elder. She says this gathering is not about Christmas. It's about feeling the expectant earth shift toward spring.
Grandma Moon, we always called her Grandma Moon, because she was overall caretaker of all life, Grandma Moon. So when she's full and in abundant, that's when winter solstice happens.
Colonization, overfishing, logging, development, pollution, and cutoff habitat have all been hard on these ancient salmon runs. The Nisqually say they and the salmon started right here together at the beginning of time. Salmon is called a first food. That means eating it is a sacred act for many Northwest tribes. Joyce's son, Hanford McLeod, says there's not a lot of fish left to teach Nisqually children about their own culture.
I don't want to be responsible to show salmon on a PDF to my grandkids.
What's good for the people and good for the environment is good for the salmon, says Willie Frank III. Frank III says they used to fish 7 months of the year. Now it's down to about 7 days.
So when you talk about spirituality, you talk about religion, you talk about what the salmon mean to us, you know, it's like if you were only able to go to church 7 days out of the year, how would you feel if that was kind of your main religion?
Frank III says, too, that disconnect between the salmon and the people, it's showing up in life and their youth.
You know, we're off balance a little bit because of the environment and the resources that we're not protecting like we should as humans.
Across the Cascades, Melina Fairlight Pinkham is a lawyer and is enrolled with the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde. They say for them, salmon is a 10,000-year-old taste. It recalls their ancestors.
It just tastes like time. I can feel my descendants through the years. I can feel my ancestors. I can feel the things that they went through.
Back at the Nisqually bonfire, some small bits of salmon will be offered to the fire. Just earlier this month, determined chum salmon ran back into the Nisqually River at numbers not seen for nearly a decade. The tribe was able to have a fishery. McLeod will gift freshly smoked chum to her grandchildren. I'm Anna King near Olympia, Washington.